There's the jig from the Bure, music by Johann Sebastian Bach. Crystal Cow on the guitar there. And that's the dance album. We'll have more jigs, Irish-style jigs, coming up on our show in just a few short moments. But I'd love to welcome our special guest, who's joining us live in the Collingwood studio, Monica Schnare, or Schnare. Welcome, Monica, to the show.
That was a nice German pronunciation, Schnare.
Thank you. I've lived in Vienna for a bit, so that was my first inclination is to make it as German.
It's not wrong. So when people ask me, it's always Schnare or Schnar, but Schnar is the German pronunciation.
Right. Now, you grew up in Scarborough.
I did.
And you have German ancestry.
I do.
Right, right. So the story here is going from supermodel to Southern Georgian Bane. We want to cover that in just a few short minutes.
Of course. I'd love that.
Right, right. So tell us a little bit about how you, maybe we'll go backwards, how you ended up here in Southern Georgian Bay after a glitzy career, supermodel, American Vogue cover at the age of 14, and now settling in... cushy little Collingwood.
Oh, I love it here. So I met my husband who grew up here. I met him in 2008 when I moved home to Toronto from LA. And, you know, we would come up on the weekends and I liked it and I thought it was nice. But then when you have children, you really, you know, I didn't want to leave Toronto until I had my son. And then I realized this is the perfect place to raise a family.
Right.
And so I said, what do you think about moving to Collingwood? And my husband said, yes. So we did. And
perfect.
It was such a great choice.
So much talent moving up here now. I mean, the place is changing leaps and bounds every year.
It has.
A little familiar to my story because I was also having a green card, living in, you know, the bright lights of Manhattan, super excited.
Yeah.
And then Moses calls me and, you know, said, would you like this job in Collingwood? You know, the radio, it would complement what you're already doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest is history, as they say. So it's a beautiful place. So much recreation up here. And you are the cover of our On the Bay magazine.
No, Moses didn't give me the cover. I lost it out to geese. I was inside.
To the geese. That's right. The geese trumped you, right? The trumpeter geese.
I've never lost it. I've lost lots of cover tests, but not to some geese.
Right. But you were a major story called Fearless at 50. And you talk about your moving up here and the great recreational opportunities, simple life pleasures.
Yeah, it really is. It's, you know, Collingwood has something for everyone. If people think of it generally, the Blue Mountains, you know, for skiing, but also there's mountain biking and windsurfing, and really I'm an active person, so I just loved that you could be active all year round.
When did the real estate bug snatch you?
To be honest, I've always been interested in real estate, and I've invested and really supplemented my acting income. As you know, it can be, you know, tough in the entertainment industry.
Oh,
yeah.
It's quite a business.
In between jobs, I was always flipping or renovating or doing something with regard to real estate. And then during COVID, you know, someone from Engel & Völkers approached me, which is the brokerage I'm with now.
Right.
And they said, have you thought of getting your license? And I said, yes, I have. And so I studied during COVID and got my license. And I'm really grateful because now I can help people, you know, fulfill their real estate dreams and ambitions and goals, and not just my own. So it's really rewarding.
Well, that leads us to the crux of this conversation. Mm-hmm. For seniors out there who are looking to downsize their homes, what are some strategies? What are some tips?
You know,
someone wants to move up to cottage country.
Yeah.
What's the first thing they should consider?
So, you know, I understand the sentimentality of all your items, but you really want to take with you just what you're using. Of course, if you have 100 Afghans, you know, maybe pick two. Like if your great aunt gave you a collection of birds, for instance, like ceramic birds, you know, downsize. Try to just take one or two. Also digitize. I know that's harder for older generations, but more mature generations. But, you know, get your children to take pictures of you, you know, certain items that you don't want to get rid of, but you want a memory of.
Right.
You know, I recently downsized and I took pictures of certain things that I wanted to remember, but I didn't necessarily want it clogging up, you know, a storage locker that you're never going to use.
Yeah.
And so...
That's a great tip, by the way. Is that, the first first thing I had to do when I was moving mm-hmm. to Collingwood is what to do with the five pianos, grand pianos I've amassed.
What did you do?
Well, I took pictures. So yes, they make a nice, beautiful memory now.
Yeah, it's a memory, right?
Obviously time to let them go.
Yeah, and you know, you just played a piece by Kondo. I was going to mention Mary Kondo, a different Kondo, who wrote a book about downsizing.
Okay.
And really, if you take an item in your hands and you love it, then keep it. But if it doesn't bring you joy anymore, it's time to let it go. Let someone else enjoy it.
Right.
Find out the best places to donate your items.
Right.
We have lots of wonderful charities up here. The BVO, Beaver Valley Outreach, in Thornbury. We have so many. It's the Salvation Army downtown here in Collingwood. Yeah. So find something, or Restore even, Habitat for Humanity.
Well, speaking of charities, we are super grateful at the Collingwood Music Festival for the sponsorship of Engel & Völkers Collingwood to make our upcoming spring fundraiser possible. To learn more about that, check out our website, collingwoodfestival.com. Thursday, May 9th, I will be performing with the Odin Quartet, some Schumann, and other Canadian works as well. So look it up at collingwoodfestival.com. We're super grateful to Engel & Völkers and everything you're doing up here.
Thank
to
you.
Help exactly that, to help with anyone looking how to fit into a new area of the world and what it takes. So thank you, Monica.
Thank you.
Any closing thoughts on the whole Southern Georgian Bay feeling?
I mean, move up here.
Yeah.
I'll help you. Give me a call, 705-888-7511. I'm here for your real estate needs. And the event last year was really such a joy for me to attend, and I'm really grateful to be involved again this year. You did a wonderful job. So anyone interested in buying tickets, we can... we'll have that on the website.
Wonderful. I heard you're very handy. You've installed your own kitchen, treehouse. So give that number a call for any woodworking jobs. All right. Thank you, Monica.
Thank you so much.
All the best. Good luck to you. And thanks again for the support.